Dear daddy of yours, daddy of mine, as a sperm, you contributed to my existence, and for this, I am thankful. But for going beyond the act of biology to be my father, a father, I am forever grateful. Dear father of yours, of mine, remember how valuable you are. Blessings on this Father's Day.
Are you concerned about your future, the state of the world, and how to best navigate the options or lack thereof that life's throwing your way? Well, welcome to Victory in Mind, the podcast that focuses on practical strategies and solutions in living out our creative potential. Together, our tribe will motivate, activate, educate, engage, challenge, and inspire us all towards our creative potential. You have a future. You have a hope. So don't give up.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Rosheka Wamba, here today on this Father's Day episode to remind the many, many men in our midst. If you're a father, if you're planning on being a father, or any other permutation that can be associated with being a father, remember how valuable you are. Let's start off with what a baby at conception might ask. Like, what is a father? What should I look for or expect from one who holds this task? Well, in today's world, that's not an easily defined answer. Yes, when you look for the definition of a father online or in any dictionary, you'll see that it refers to a male parent or a man who has begotten a child. Yet that is just the start of it. It's about the life journey with that child, what you bring to the table as a father, those lifelong influences that will affect generation upon generation. Today, we have fathers who are totally present. Presently absent, deadbeat on the street, abused and been abusers, recovering dads, those who are deceased, and so many other facets in between. Fatherhood, it's more than a contribution at conception, more than a paycheck. It's a commitment to being present as dad, father, in the daily moments of life. That's what matters. So for you dads out there, who every morning you're checking in and checking in to do the best that you can do as a father, we want to thank you for being faithful in your role as father. Fathers, remember how valuable you are. Whether it's in hanging out with your son, or your daughter, me, and other gals out there, you teach us worth, you teach us character, you build bonds that only strengthen through the passage of time. The time that you invest, that you spend with that baby, and your baby becomes a child, and then that teenager, and you guys are butting heads, and they grew up in your care. For some, these can be fantastic times because maybe you don't argue with your father. Maybe you guys have those solid relationships, and that's great, but that's not everybody's story. Everybody has a different story. Because there could also be those people or those moments where absolutely nothing seems to work, and you can't seem to find common ground or words or emotions or actions, and that relationship seems to be at a breaking point. It may not look pretty, and sometimes the desired outcome can be and may be hard to find. Yet, you stick with it. Dad, you stick with it. For all you fathers out there, thank you for being committed in your role as father. Fathers, Remember how valuable you are. See, when we children around the world, when we're young, really young, and as we get older, we look for someone to mimic, someone to emulate, especially in those formative years. And so that man who's right there next to you becomes your mirrored image. So we watch how you dress, how you help provide and take care of the family, what jokes you laugh at, how you laugh. Sometimes we take for granted your sacrifice in what you do every single day. Dad, you are the original superhero. No one can beat my dad. In fact, I have a nephew when he was growing up and I happened to be taller than his dad. In his eyes, I was never, ever taller than his dad because his dad was the biggest and he could do everything. And that's the image of that superhero. And that's you, Dad. Because when we're kids, we will mimic your walk, your talk, your swagger, and your sway. Dad, we want to please you so much. And we do love to hear the words that you'll say, especially those words of affirmation, those words that build us up, those words that give confidence that we can do anything because you see it in us and you speak life into us. Because this is who you are, our Father. Thank you for being devoted in your role as Father. Fathers, remember how valuable you are. See, fatherhood, it's not always neat and tidy. When you correct us, when you discipline us in those little and big things throughout the years, no one likes it. Probably least of all your heart. There's so many of you fantastic dads out there who've received a bad rep for the actions of the other dads who, for so many reasons, maybe have not known what it is to be a father and how to discipline the kids and what that looks like. But thank you to those dads out there who have been tough, but you've been fair. That balancing act for our character development thing, it's not easy. It's just not easy figuring it out. Life never is. Thank you for being committed in your role as father. Fathers, remember how valuable you are. How you treat mom, how you treat your daughters, the woman in your life, it adds more self-worth and self-confidence to us, daughters, more than you will ever know. I watched you, Dad, and then I watch the men around us and how they treat the ladies in their lives. And you wonder, did they learn that action from their dads? Who did they pick it up from? Because those sons, they will watch and mirror you in their own lives, often reflecting that which they see you do. Because of this close bond, dads, you have the power to inflict the deepest emotional, physical, spiritual wounds when it goes wrong. But conversely, you have the power to help your children grow and thrive on all levels of their being as they live out their lives. We children take so much strength and courage and fortitude from our fathers in the tangible and intangible measures that sometimes we don't even recognize and realize until we're so much older and we look back on our lives and we say, wow, it was because of my father's impact on my life. And it could be a negative impact. And it could also be such a positive impact. Because being a father goes beyond the, while you're in my house, do what I tell you to do, or these are the rules that you abide by in my house. It stretches over decades and to subsequent generations. That is the impact and the influence that you, our fathers, bring to the table. So all of you who have instilled such strength, such love in us that we are thriving today, thank you for being dedicated in your role as a father. Fathers, remember how valuable you are. Fatherhood is across generations. It only compounds with time. The older we get, the more we appreciate the efforts, any efforts, Dad and dads around the world, you made and you make to breathe life and success into your children's lives. The lessons that you once taught, they strangely find themselves being duplicated and incorporated into the fabric of the lessons woven to the newer generations. Those memories that you helped create today are the stuff of inner peace and contentment, or jokes and saying, "What was Dad thinking? How did we manage this?" But it's because you were there, you were present. That's what life's about. So we thank you for being true to your role as father. Fathers, remember how valuable you are. Whether you are a direct blood father, an uncle, a mentor, or otherwise, fatherhood is something that's easy to see, but it's much harder to understand and implement in the day-to-day outworking of our lives. Because most of the worth of being a father comes in the unspoken, the unwritten commands and definitions that underpin not just culture, but who we are as individuals. You are a provider, but more than just a paycheck. You help provide shelter. You help provide stability. You help provide definitions to words that are 2D, but you make them 3D. What is honor? What does integrity look like? We learn that from you. What does pain look like? What does love look like? We also learn that from you. So any little one out there who might still be wondering, if you're in the womb, what is a father? What should I look out for? I can't tell you what kind of father you will have, but there are so many who've shown what a priceless gift they are in the face of so many unknowns. There is no manuscript, no fatherhood school, no continuing education program on how to be a father. The best kind of fathers are those who just show up and daily do what they can. They are a man with a plan to be the best father you can be. It wouldn't be the same without you. Happy Father's Day. That wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. I'm your host, Rasheka Wamba, thanking you so much for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. Be sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. That way we can become more discoverable to more listeners. Thank you so much for continuing to share this link and the episodes with your social networks. You can go to our website, www.victoryinmind.com, for show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe. We're looking for people to live out their full created potential. Come, join the tribe. Remember, you have a future. You have a hope.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners, so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.